first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Bahia Brunel shares her love of libraries.
The first time my big brother escorted me to our local public library, I could hardly believe my eyes. Oh my gosh, I was 5 years old and I had never before seen so many books in one place. My youthful curiosity and imagination ran wild as we traveled from shelf to shelf, exploring the jaw-dropping varieties of books, beautifully bound in all the colors of the spectrum, and offering something for everyone. And now, the older I get, the more I appreciate the literary sanctuaries that have become my home away from home. How long have these learning centers and gathering places been around? The first known library was founded sometime in the 7th century BC by the Assyrian ruler Ashurbanipal, but it was available to only an elite few. It wasn't until the 18th century AD that the first seeds were planted in New England for the free public libraries that have become one of our great democratic institutions. Today, our 21st century libraries offer ever-increasing resources and services. Members of all ages and all economic and ethnic backgrounds have access to print and digital books, activities for kids, community outreach programs, expert librarian assistance, and the list goes on. So from my earliest memories to the present day, there are plenty of reasons why. I love libraries.
Bahia Brunel, also known as B.T. Brunel, has been a resident of Santa Cruz County since 1968. She's an author, musician, and teacher. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.